Hey guys, welcome to another mini-sode. Today we're going to be doing recommendations for dark romance.
Bum, bum, bum.
Crazy. So I love this because like we never used to be dark romance
so
readers.
Funny. Yeah.
And it's only within
even
the
though
past.
We started with like Dark Fever, which was kind of, it's not a dark romance, but it has you know, they have some elements of dark romance.
Definitely like drama, seriousness and stuff.
Some kind of like crazy shit, some right. dark villains.
Right. But like these dark romances that we've been reading for the past, like, I don't know, almost 2 years now. Very different from what we used to read.
Guess what there's a lot of in these books, which I noticed. There's a common theme. Kidnapping.
Kidnapping. Captive.
I'm just like,
even
oh my
in
God.
Our other recommendations videos, I'm like, well, this one's a kidnapping one also.
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how many have we recommended that are kidnapping? Like, this is getting ridiculous.
A lot. So I just wanted to say, for dark romance, there's different kinds of dark romance. There's dark in like theme, there's dark in tone, there's dark in like situation, you know?
Yeah.
So there's so many different types of dark morally romance.
Morally gray heroes.
Right. Because characters. I can think of quite a few dark romances that have lots of humor in it, you know? It doesn't necessarily need to be like, you know, dour and like, yes, exactly. So I just feel like there's, yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be gothic. So there's just so many different types of dark romances. And also, while I was coming up with this list, I mean, I already knew this, but it was just so apparent that I'm particular in my dark romances.
Yeah.
So I tend to like an author who writes dark romance and I
right.
like
their
know,
style.
Series.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so I was like, oh man, I'm going to try to keep most of the books by different authors.
We're gonna have overlap.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I know one author for sure, but I only picked one of hers, and I know you're gonna have more of hers.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Anyway,
who do you
this
think that I have multiple books by the same
Sophie
author?
Lark?
Yeah.
Guess who I have multiple books of?
Multiple books of?
Mm-hmm. I have one of another author.
Oh,
Mafia.
Oh, Mafia. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, how dark are we going? Like,
yeah,
how,
exactly.
Yeah, you know,
it depends. That is the point. So yep. I think there's like variations of dark romance.
Absolutely.
You
there's
know?
So many different variations of dark romance.
And I actually, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have some in here that are, some are dark, and then some are like grayish dark.
Levels of dark.
50 shades of dark.
All right. Let's start off with our first one. Juliet, you kick it off with your first dark romance recommendation.
Oh, yeah. This one's on your list, no doubt. Untouchable.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite dark romance. And a lot of it has to do with that I was completely shocked that, and this is a little spoilery, people, but it opens with an assault, sexual assault.
It is a deeply uncomfortable
hero.
Opening.
Yeah, it is. And it's
shocking. And it's probably the
shocking.
Darkest romance that I've read, like, before I touched, like, Pam Godwin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, the darkest one. I was like, oh, shit, we're going, like, straight into, like, can this hero be redeemed?
That's what I was like. I remember messaging you because I was like, Justin, what the fuck's happening? Wait a second, I can't stop reading. I'll get back to you. Like, I was like, yeah. I've got to see what happens. I was, I mean, just so compelled. Like, I don't think I've fallen into a dark romance that compelled me quite like, I mean, there are some others. And that's not a lie. That's not true. But, I mean, this one just.
I think it's the most standout, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, no, I've not read another book. I lie. I have one that comes a little bit close.
We keep lying to y'all.
But
we keep making half truths.
I think that Sam Mariano's book stands out so much because what Carter does is should be irredeemable.
It should be.
And it's Sam Mariano's job in this
yes.
book to convince us that a relationship with them still works even though he has assaulted the heroine.
And the way she does it is brilliant. Like, you know, I obviously forgave him by the end because I was, you know, Team Carter, you know, by the end. So, yeah, this one is just one of those. And I like to reread it every
and
now and then,
also
too.
In high school, too. And we don't even really read that many books in where
no.
the characters are quite that young anymore.
Yeah.
We prefer them to be at least college age. So that was also kind of a surprising revelation that
right.
this worked so well. But it really did. I don't know. It was just the way that she wrote it. it was perfect.
It was the reasoning behind all of his motives. Mm-hmm. Had a lot to do with it. And then, like, the surprises later, you know. And even it's also the so here's the thing in dark romance. There's a psychology that goes behind it, right?
And that's what behind I'm most interested in. If a character is going to be doing something heinous, I want to explore a little bit of their thought process and, like, is something more going on there, you know?
And like you said, can we forgive this at some point? You know, is this behavior forgivable?
And for Carter, he is literally has hallmarks of psychopathy. Like, he is a psychopath. Mm-hmm. He is charming. He's manipulative. Yes. And he kind
psychotic
of...
psychotic behavior where he can, right, pretend to be caring and charming and whatever.
Exactly.
As opposed to a sociopath.
But also, whenever he wants to get what he wants, like his way, like
he's going
to
get it.
He's underhanded.
He's going to fucking get it.
Absolutely.
Y'all, I'm just telling you, it's brilliantly written because the psychology behind everything to me was very impressive. I was like, the main character, just she and her like level of maturity also in dealing with him was like brilliant.
I think that that's why this one works so well for me is that Zoe seeks to understand him.
Right.
She's not like trying to be like, oh my God.
I'm going
to like push him. Yeah. Like she does. She does try.
Yeah. Well, she does not she does say no.
She does try to not be involved with him, but then she starts getting very intrigued.
Yes.
She's like, huh.
Because some of his behavior is contradictory even to like their first incident together. Yeah, she's like, exactly. What's happening?
Very, very interesting. I just. And you have to like dark romance to want to read this book. Yeah. Like you just do.
Yeah,
you
don't read any of these unless you're okay with triggers.
There are quite a few of these books that I would not recommend to like the general public.
No. You have
there's
to look at the content warnings.
Dark romances that I feel like are more accessible to the general public. And there's some that I feel like you have to kind of be well versed in dark romance to appreciate anything and some dark romance that are just hard lines for people, and that is all okay. As long as you go look up the triggers, you'll be okay.
Yeah, check the content warnings on all of these.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, next up.
Okay, so for my number one that I wrote down Vanquished by Pam Godwin.
Okay, so I don't, is this into like
that's the Deliver series.
That's the sex trafficking series? Yeah, I'm scared to go there.
Pam Godwin goes really dark. And like, whew, Deliver is the first book. And the first book has a heroine who is capturing the hero, and he's the captive, and she's the captor. Anyway, we meet the hero of Vanquished, which is one of my favorite of the series. It's book two. We meet the hero in the first book, and he's also bad. So he's kind of stalking somebody at the beginning of the book in Vanquished. He's stalking somebody, okay? And he is totally a villain, absolutely a villain. Like, I don't even want to say what it is because it's kind of a spoiler, like what he's done
in book one.
For book one. Mm-hmm. But he's totally a villain. So he's kind of stalking somebody, okay? And he sees this house next door to the person that he's stalking, and it looks overgrown, like nobody lives there. And so he's like, well, I can like break into this house. It'll be an easy vantage point for me to stalk my people over there. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not an abandoned house. It's a girl, Amber. She lives there. She has agoraphobia now. She used to be a beauty queen, and she has severe OCD.
Wow.
Okay. And he ends up by capturing her. Like, he walks in there and he's like, oh shit. And then he's like, well, this is perfect. Nobody comes here. I have a person that I can, you know, kind of mentally torture. And that's what he does to her. Like, I mean, it is dark and twisted. But also, he helps Amber overcome some of the more harmful aspects of her OCD. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting. Like, Pam Godwin does like a mind fuck
on
you in the series.
I think I could handle that. I could handle that.
It is pretty cool. Van does have a fetish, which is very strange.
God. Can we say it?
No. It's a secret because it's like, a spoiler for book one. It's a spoiler for book one. I mean,
so
I'll
obviously this is above like foot fetish. This is something crazy.
I don't want to say it's like sexual in nature, but it's weird.
Weird.
I'll tell
kinks.
You right now, okay. And I'll just cut it out.
Yeah, I have to be in the mood for that, but I think I could if she does it well, like Sam Marino does. Then I could totally
like
read
Pam
it.
Godwin takes the most unredeemable people. And then she makes them the hero or the heroine of the story.
Yeah. That's
like, and she'll do it like a character that you see in previous books that you're like, this is evil. Like, I hate are evil. Them. And then the next book, it's like, wait, that's the heroine? What? Like, what are you talking? She was terrible in the last one. That's like, smart, that's though. What she does.
It's just like, look, I always go back series. To Nalini Singh saying you put, like, put people in a situation they can't get out of and then you make them, you know, or whatever, or that shouldn't love each other and then you make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's good.
Overcome the odds. That's what Pam Godwin like does that. With the series. And I could put multiple books from the series on my favorites list. Mm. So, like, Take is another one that I didn't technically put on my list, but that one was a hard pill to swallow, and I swallowed it. I was like, okay. So, yeah.
All right.
Next.
Next up is Run, Posey, Run.
I have that one.
Look.
Surprise.
Look. When I read that one, if you haven't listened to our episode, you'll hear me gush like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. But I love this fucking book so much. I think I'm going to go reread it soon. Just, we have a dark hero, again, another psycho, who works in the mafia.
Like a true psychopath. True psychopath. He has trouble understanding other people's actions and emotions.
And it's brilliant.
And the way that his actions and emotions affect
even
people.
His own emotions.
That's
when
what I'm saying.
When he starts to fall in love, he thinks he has fucking indigestion, okay? He's going to get Tums or some shit. Like, it's so funny when he hurts her and he doesn't realize, he's like, why am I feeling this way?
And he also cares about nobody but her. Like,
right.
This is his one. And the same one and thing only. With, like, Untouchable. Like, he could give a two shits about anybody else besides Zoe.
Why?
Like, it's the same.
I think I'm a little unhinged because I love this kind of hero who's just like, fuck everybody else. Like Caleb Krychek. And, you know.
Exactly.
Like, Nalini
Singh. Absolutely.
Everybody else can die.
Caleb totally is relatable to Dario from Run, Posey, Run.
Right?
Absolutely would burn the world for this girl.
Literally. Literally I will crush everyone.
Commit acts against humanity as long as his girl's safe.
I think there's a line in there like, I'll paint the streets red with
their
blood.
And she's like, wait, no, don't do that. No, wait, what?
Hang tight.
I think he does tell her, he's like, I could be a monster if it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, truly.
He could literally be the monster. So. I love it. Ugh.
Absolutely. Caleb, okay. Damn.
Yeah, now we're getting all up on Caleb.
Yeah, he's not even on this list.
There's a little honorable mention. Caleb Krychek, Obsidian, mention. Heart of Obsidian. Mm-mm. Okay, so after Run, Posey, Run, how about
also,
you,
Jess? I do want to just mention real quick, because Crystal quite often mentions Run, Posey, Run and why it works for her so well in the dark romance category. It's because, like, a hero like this, you can't change them. He is literally a psychopath.
Right.
And he doesn't have an evolution, like, in character. He just has an evolution in how he understands her.
Right.
And how he kind of, like, gives her what she needs, but he doesn't change.
His growth, is really just, like, all
being in tune with her emotions instead of tuning her out.
How do I fix this and make you the way I wanted you to be?
Yes, exactly. So,
so I have to change my behavior to make that happen? Okay, I'll do that.
So I really like it because his character doesn't change. He is the same Dario from beginning to end. Just the way that he deals with her is different. That's the only thing that's different.
And it's cleverly written because, like, it basically opens with a big breakup. And I won't go into that. But basically, the relationship she had with him before was all fake. It was a facade he put forth to get what he wanted from her.
But she was also ignoring very obvious red flags because she has always settled for stuff like this.
Right.
So.
And she kind of liked the little playing house with him and living in his house and all that stuff. And then everything changes where they have to become real to each other. And it's amazing.
I love it. They put the work in. Okay. Yeah. So my next one, cheating a little bit, but maybe, I don't care. And Juliet, yay, she's reading this. I don't think you finished it. The Mindfuck series.
Oh my God.
S.T. Abby.
I have it on the list.
Yes. Did you finish it?
I am at the end of book 4.
Okay. So,
you can't say anything about the very, but I know what's going to happen.
I would never say anything about the very end. So the Mindfuck series is a series of kind of like short books, and really like the whole entire series makes a really long book, like almost like 500 pages.
Right.
But it's split into like different smaller books, and the first one's called The Risk, and it literally follows a female serial killer.
Yeah.
Okay. She is on a revenge quest, and she falls in love with an FBI agent. So it's not
Logan.
The relationship isn't dark. The relationship isn't dark.
No, y'all, the relationship is light.
Part.
It's Brilliant.
It's her brilliant light in a very, very dark
she world. Has had a haunting, terrible, crushing past.
Yes.
And she's out for revenge. And so she's killing all the people who did her wrong in her family. And yes.
Then she, along the way, meets along the Logan way, meets Bennett by chance.
Yeah, they weren't even, like, on investigation. Then she finds out he's investigating her.
And she's like, this seems like a bad idea to get involved with an FBI agent because the more people I kill, the more likely the FBI is going to start tuning in to me.
Yeah, the FBI agent like, who actually has her serial killer case on his, like, docket, you know? It's brilliant. I love it. The writing is good. The sex is good. Like, their relationship, the way they fall in love is beautiful.
Right. You know? And, like, I would say what's really cool about the way that this series is set up is that the first one doesn't even have too many dark, dark, dark scenes. As you progress in the series, everything gets darker. Like, once you have more information about the heroine and once you get more into it, the tone darkens significantly.
But Quite a few villains.
The first one isn't as dark as the last books, just saying. Like, you get more information. But yeah, it is so fucking cool. And I just recently read it. I know a lot of people were reading it last year, and I finally jumped on it, and it's I knew. I was like, Juliet, I was like, you're going to love this because it's a revenge quest.
Y'all, I am like 100% there. Like, you just don't know. I love a good revenge story. I can't help it.
It's good. It's good. All right. Next on your list.
Next on my list is, and this is probably one of our gray dark books, Carnal Urges.
Oh, okay.
So, Mafia. But this is Declan and Sloane, and this is a kidnapper captive series. So it's more light than, not light, but it's not
the
like.
The tone is light because it's
right
bantery, witty.
Yes. But it's set in the mafia world. So we have like, you know, serious villains, murderers, the hero, they're murderers, you know, like they're technically murderers.
They're not good people.
They're not like upstanding citizens. They're probably not paying all their taxes. But
how
like,
dare they?
Really?
Juliet.
How dare they?
They're probably not paying their taxes. I mean,
I'm telling you,
people.
Completely evil and wicked. I'm telling the IRS. But anyway, I just love it because it starts with a kid. Actually, the first book ends with a kidnapping and starts there. But
it's definitely a book that if you have never been into mafia before or anything remotely dark, it'd probably be your best bet to fall into it because the situation's not good. You're not supposed to be rooting for the hero. He literally kidnaps the heroine, but it's just like it's the way that she handles him as well. She's not afraid at like any point in the book, and she handles him like she literally gets the upper hand so many times.
Same with like Ruthless Creatures. I mean, which is book one. I like this whole series, Queens and Monsters, it's my favorite Geisinger series, and for sure. And it's just every single one is delicious, and there's different men in this mafia world. Lots of kidnapping, quite a bit of spanking, which I'm a fan of, which is not dark at all. It's just delicious.
But their relationship is also sweet. Which is why I say this is probably a good, like, gateway.
If you're looking exactly book. If you're looking for something like light dark romance, this would be it.
Yeah,
you know, because you're gonna have blood and murder and all that good stuff, but ultimately, these heroes are good guys.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
My next one. This is the one that I say is the closest that I've ever come to an untouchable Carter Mahoney moment. And that's Truly by Carmel Rhodes.
Okay. I have not read this one.
So I read this one probably soon after Untouchable as well. It's a shorter book, too. It's not even a very long book. So what happens is Truly, and she's right out of high school. She just graduated high school, and one of the things that she wants to do is take this road trip that her mom went on when she got out of high school and her mom had passed away. So she's like, in order to feel closer to her and before she starts college, she wants to do this road trip. And so she has a plan with her friends and stuff. Well, this guy, who is actually her ex-boyfriend's, I think, half-brother, maybe stepbrother. His name's Noah, and he invites himself on this trip. And he is like a Carter. He comes after her and he wants her and he's manipulative.
Wait, Truly.
And there's some. Yes. Did you read that?
No, I downloaded it, and I think I just like started like one chapter, but I got interrupted with something else. Mm. But I didn't go back. Oh my God, I have to go back to this one. Have to.
It's short too, so.
Okay.
And I mean, there are dubcon, non-con scenes in this one. Whoa. So like, you know, it's quite dark, but like, I like their relationship. I like Untouchable a little bit better, but mm-hmm. I think that truly is the closest that I've ever come to like a Carter Mahoney-Zoe relationship.
Interesting. Okay. I have got to go back to this. I swear. Okay.
What is your next one?
My next one, Unhinged.
Yep. I have that one too.
Y'all, Adam and Noah. Oh my God.
Wow. So this talk is about a psychopath. I know. Romance.
So, right. So this is MM serial killer.
I love that. Tell them about the setup, like how Adam, what his family is like.
Okay, so Adam is basically an adopted son, and all of his adopted brothers are serial killers, every single one of them. Their father basically was a doctor, and he wanted to basically save these children from becoming basically serial killers, just killing innocent people and whatever. And he figured that if he could channel their
psychopathic tendencies,
into
killing the right people,
bad people.
Yeah.
Like basically like vigilantes. He's mm-hmm. created like his own little vigilante club. Yep. Okay.
And it's like their outlet. Like they most right. likely would have grown up to be serial killers exactly. themselves anyway.
So instead of just killing innocent people,
yeah.
he's channeled them to kill
And they do their due
people.
Diligence. They do research on research, people right. and everything. They get the evidence to make sure that they are bad people, and then right. they go kill them.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's people who've gotten away, gotten
the justice
away
system
with
right, has not been served.
Right.
You know, it's they have escaped. And I love it because like Noah, who is the love interest, so sweet. Poor thing.
Adam is also super stalkery
He's
and super
so
obsessed.
Stalkery and obsessed with Noah.
It's awesome.
He absolutely he breaks in literally breaks to go cuddle with Noah. Like he
his little trailer
it's
or whatever.
So wrong, but this relationship is so fucking
Y'all,
cute. I
it
can't
is adorable.
Even like it literally is the cutest psychopath serial killer yeah. relationship.
I was
ever.
Like, you can't like I have to have you.
I love
so
it.
Good.
Noah just kinda like, but what if I don't want it? And I'm just like, no, you do. I'm like, okay. All right. I love it. It's so twisted, but
it
so
is.
Good. So
it
twisted,
is.
So
it's
good.
Really good.
Okay, so my next one is The Bully by Sophie Lark.
I have that one. Wait, I had that one higher up. How did I miss it?
I don't know. I crossed my mind.
Oh, you
out.
Know why? Because you started talking about the Mindfuck series.
And okay, that's what, so and you I jumped?
Yeah, so I do have The Bully by Sophie Lark.
Okay, so I love The Bully by Sophie Lark.
Yes,
I
me
think
too.
That it's so cool. So, I mean, this series, the Kingmaker series, you have to read in order. Because there's something that happens in The Rebel that in turn gives our hero from The Bully, yeah. Dean, the upper hand on Kat.
I love all these book too, by the
yeah,
way.
All the books.
They're,
but
worth,
this
they're
one,
worth it.
This one, I love the dynamic because it's like God. It starts off as dark because Dean
oh, yes.
literally blackmails Kat into kind of becoming his slave
yes.
like at school.
And then she slowly becomes his sex slave, but willingly.
Yes.
It's their dynamic is delicious because it's so it's hot. Funny though, because when she starts to they become sexual, it's almost like it's turned because he's like a slave for her.
Yeah, he's like, oh
know?
Shit.
Like
he was supposed like, to have the this. Upper hand on her. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, once he allows himself to be drawn into her sexually,
yes.
then
yes.
it kind of turns in her favor.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, like Dean does some stuff like in the first book where it's kind of like, oh, damn, that's kind of like
know,
shitty,
dude, you're
you know?
A dick.
Like, why are you being such a dick? And then all of a sudden, he's a hero of his own book. But
yeah.
I always loved Dean from the
me,
first one. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
me too.
You need to be
you
paired
could
up
tell
with a good
Dean
woman.
Was gonna be,
oh,
yeah,
yeah
you
absolutely.
Could tell.
I was like, a good woman would fix you right up, sir. And
especially knowing like who his parents are, you know, from the other series
absolutely.
Is like really good.
His history has a lot to do with why
he
acts
is.
The way
well, exactly.
that he does in the first book.
And that's what, I mean, that's the work that the author has to do to make us really believe that these characters would do these things. And of course, Sophie Lark does, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what's your next
good.
One?
Okay, next one.
Have you skipped any others?
I have not.
Okay,
let me double
just
check.
To make
just to make sure.
Sure.
The Professional by Cressley Cole.
Wow, I
Alexander
forgot about that
Alexander the Siberian.
I literally forgot about The Professional.
Oh,
it was
girl.
One of the first mafia books that I've ever read. Like,
yes.
ever.
Guess
that
what?
Was the first one.
Guess how it starts, y'all. A kidnapping.
Oh, no.
Not again.
And he also breaks into her house.
While she's masturbating in the bathtub. Thinking of him because she saw him at a club. Mm-hmm. And but he was like a total dick. And so she's thinking about this hot guy she saw at the club and masturbating. And he walks in and she's like, am I hallucinating him? And then she realizes, oh my God, that's a man standing
in my house
in
right
my
now.
Bathroom watching me. Oh my God. It was so good.
Yep.
Oh, and then we have a little chase scene.
It starts off hot and heavy.
Like, oh, it does. Like, there's a chase scene at the airport and, like, into the field.
At the airport. It's in, like, cornfields in Idaho. Airport,
y'all. Private airfield where she's chased into cornfields.
In cornfields.
Half naked.
Yeah, I love it. Poor it's thing. So good. So
yeah,
good.
That one just has, again, it just has the dark mafia themes with lots of murder and betrayal and stuff like that. And their characters definitely rougher around the edges than I would say, like the Queens and Monsters. This one's a little bit darker. It also has, we get into some BDSM.
Yes.
Play
in the latter half of
in the
it,
latter
get,
half of the
we
book
get deeper into a BDSM world,
right?
Basically.
And so I think once we get anytime you go into like the sort of dom submissive or any of the BDSM world, it feels darker,
it
you
does.
Know, for sure,
because it's a lot of you have to trust that person to
exactly.
be able to do things that
to
if you
allow
don't
them
have
to do
trust
that
in
you.
A certain person, it could be very harmful.
Yes,
you know, if yes. you if you don't have good communication and yes. trust and all that jazz.
And I fucking love that kind of shit. By the
absolutely.
Way,
absolutely. I mean that's what's so sexy about it is yeah. like a person willing to give over their trust to another mm-hmm. person where anybody else doing this to you would be like calls for like, holy fucking shit, who are you?
Back off.
Like, absolutely back
get
off.
Get out of my know? Space.
So I agree. Wow. That's yeah. a good one. Okay. My next one is Twisted Emotions by Cora Riley.
That is also my next one.
I for sure thought that you would have put Twisted Pride on there over Twisted Emotions.
Really?
For some
oh,
reason.
Yeah.
I thought no. that you would have liked Ramo a little bit more, like the dynamic between Ramo and Serafina, but.
No, I love Nino.
I love Nino and Kiara. Oh my God. It's so good.
Nino is. Oh God. So Nino basically also this also has one of my favorite revenge scenes.
And it happens right in the beginning.
And it happens at the wedding.
Also, Jen sold us to this author period with the scene from
yes.
Twisted Emotions.
That's when I was like, I'm reading this shit like now.
But then we like start all the way in the beginning and we start reading the Bound and Blood series first. And then Yeah.
But that scene, I don't know if we want to spoil it all, but yeah. So she was she was raped as a girl, as a teenager, by like an uncle or some shit or a family friend. And he happens to come to the wedding and Nino finds out that that's how, you know, Kiara lost her virginity and they
so
take care of business.
The sexiest thing about Nino, because Nino also is like has psychopathic tendencies or
oh, yeah.
he's like, I don't know if he has psychopathic tendencies. I would say that he is, he has trouble like recognizing social cues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the fact that he tunes in so quickly to Kiara's uncomfortableness on their wedding day.
Right.
Like, he just, like, something's going on.
This is more than just, like,
figure it out.
Wedding jitters.
Like, he's going through the motions. He's going through the motions to consummate this marriage. And, like, they haven't even gotten that far. Like, she's doing her duty because she's raised in the mafia that, you know, you just submit to your husband type of thing. And Nino has just gotten her undressed and she's like shaking like a leaf and
she's
just,
like terrified.
Terrified and she's just kinda like, just do it, get it over with. And he's like, no, I wanna know what the fuck's going on, you know?
Yeah, what's happening?
Like, just talk to me. I promise. And she thinks that by revealing her past that he'll get angry because she's not a virgin.
Right.
But he is offended on her behalf and he's like, absolutely nobody should touch a child.
Yeah.
Just tell me who that is and I will kill him for you.
Yeah. The best thing, guys, is like so they have like the bloody sheets tradition, like, you know, you deflower your bride and show
and
your bloody
you
sheets.
Everybody.
So one of my favorite fucking moments is he's like, there will be blood on the sheets, but like
but not yours.
But not yours, darling.
Not
oh,
yours.
Oh, God. It's
and
so
I also
good.
Love the family dynamic in that, too, because as soon as his brother, Ramo, who, yeah. like, you would think that Ramo wouldn't care about anything like that, but he's, like, all for it. He's like,
oh, yeah, let's
like,
go get
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go get that
go
asshole.
Let's fucking get him.
Oh,
and
God,
it's great.
So good.
Also, yeah. what I really love about Nino and Kiara's relationship is that he understands. He's like, I won't ever force you to be sexual
yeah.
with me. And he gives
so
her
they
that
have,
space.
They, y'all, they have their buildup. Their sexual relationship is really lovely.
Really based like, on trust because he gives her the space to trust him first mm-hmm. before they have a sexual relationship. He's like, this marriage need not ever be sexual if you don't want it.
Right.
Period.
It's,
he's giving that to her. And I
really
love
good.
That.
It's
I
so
love
good.
That.
It's that's a great one. Okay. This is my last one. Okay. And I bet I know you have will not have thought of this one. Mm. I say I know. Angel's Blood by Nalini Singh, Elena and Raphael, the Guild Hunter series.
That is kind of dark. The way that they start out?
Absolutely. Not only that, it's serial killers. It's vampire serial killers stuff going on.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad now. Think of all the
dripping blood, her memories and stuff of her family.
She goes through severe psychological childhood trauma.
Yeah. Y'all, so she's had her whole family murdered. And you kind of forget about that. Like, this really was a dark romance. This was probably our introduction. Oh, my God.
I love Angel's Blood so much.
So good. And Raphael is kind of an anti-hero. You know, he's kind of scary.
Archangels. Okay, so Raphael's an archangel. Not all angels can become archangels. And if you're an archangel, that means that you have the power to control a large territory. And he controls North America, basically.
Yeah, he's like New York. And he's like, they're in New York.
He's based in New York, but he controls all of North America. Right. And there can only ever be like 12 archangels in the world. And he's one of those 12 in the world, okay? Yeah. And he's quite young. But this is the thing. Archangels, the longer they live, they can have a tendency to go a little bit psycho because that's that ennui type crazy. Of thing. It's like you lack humanity. Like you're, the older you are, the harder it is to empathize with humans, you know? And that's kind of starting to happen to him until he meets Elena. And he does some very questionable things in the beginning.
He does. Very
questionable, like, oh my God, like that is
I think this was our introduction, because we read this a long time ago, was sort of like Dubcon situations. And then, like, I was like, wait a second, this hero is not, like, he's not a straight-up hero. Like, what's happening here? And then we have this seriously, seriously dark past of hers, you know, that it sort of, like,
there's some horrendous, drenched in gruesome blood. Flashback scenes and stuff. So,
and then the villain, who's doing all the kidnapping and the stuff he does with the skeletons and shit. Remember that?
The stuff he does with bodies, not the skeletons. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying, the skeletons, the bodies.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All that gruesome shit, a lot. It's
good.
He's for sure a serial killer, and it's described.
I fucking love this book.
This book is so good.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to save this one for last. I said, I bet you Justin hasn't thought of this
one. I didn't think of that one, but I think it's a really great example. That is a really great example.
I'm very proud of that one. Okay.
So my last one is There Are No Saints by Sophie Lark.
Yay.
This is the caveat. I love There Are No Saints, but I don't love There Is No Devil, which is the second book in this duet, which is funny, but I love There Are No Saints. I love it. We have another literal psychopath hero.
Yeah.
And his name's Cole. He's also a serial killer, and he's an artist as well. And I love...
It's a very cool setup.
Very, very cool. And Mara is an aspiring artist, and she's very down on her luck. She doesn't have a lot of money. And Cole starts stalking Mara.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually they're in a relationship. So this is only... The first book is only half of their relationship, but I honestly feel like it's the best part of their relationship. Yeah. I love it so much.
I love her. She's a badass.
She is a badass. She stands up to him, and she's also kind of like, in that way, like, Zoe, she's not like afraid of Carter.
Right.
She's not confrontational. Than
I think when you have these seriously dark heroes, you've got to have a very strong heroine who also is like mentally questioning things.
Yes.
You know, like seeking things out, seeking answers, you know?
Yes. Instead of accusatory, like, oh my God, you're a monster and you're evil.
Right.
You know, of course they can have those thoughts being like, wow, this is seriously fucked up. But also Zoe understands things.
Zoe's like, why am I allowing this to happen? Okay. You know, she like even examining, psychoanalyze herself.
Absolutely. So awesome. That wraps up our dark romance Rex.
There's some good ones to start with, guys.
Like I said, I tend to find authors that I feel like write darker romances very well, and I like a lot of their books, which, I mean, it's true for most of the books on this rec.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, for Pam Godwin, for example, her Deliver series, her entire Deliver series is so fucking dark, and I love multiple ones in that series. Like, they blow me away.
Ugh.
But I didn't want to, like, keep mentioning, like, Pam Godwin. We know it. She writes a dark series, and she does it really well. But I just wanted to make sure I had a little bit of different authors.
I know, and I don't know. I think I want to try Vanquished. I think I want to try that one.
I'm very curious to see what you would think about it.
Okay.
So you're going to skip Deliver? And go straight to Vanquish?
I don't know. I'm scared.
I'd be scared. I mean, it's not like a light up. I know. Why don't you just try it? And if you don't like it. It
fucks me up in the head. All right. I might. I think I will. I think I'll try it.
I mean, try Vanquish. I just don't know if, like, I like Vanquish and it has the least amount of sex trafficking stuff in it.
Okay.
But also,
so I'm like, I'll do that one.
Is it as impactful not knowing exactly what he did in the first one?
I see.
I don't know.
All right.
That'll be the caveat. But anyway. All right, guys.
Have to redeliver. Okay.
We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Sorry. Thank you so much for listening.
This goes out to all the fangirls.
Life's better with a little HEA.